your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch here into the third hour of the show tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI. They have a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, and they record every call and have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner right at the top of freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. We go to your phone calls where Jason is on the line in Oregon. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, just on the school, as far as I think the most important thing you can do is talk to young people, and being a recent convert to Liberty through you guys, it's going to become a goal of mine. I just know a recent graduate of college, and through the things that I do, I know a lot of young people. So it seems like probably right off the bat, one of the most important things I can do for Liberty right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and the ideas of Liberty are, well entrenched among young people right now. They're popular, and I think that this is the time that Liberty really has an opportunity to get some legs and go someplace.
Yeah, I mean, from what I hear from your show, I'm a bit of an anomaly in that I was extremely liberal myself until I switched over. And so a lot of my friends are also extremely liberal, coming from a small liberal arts college, West Coast liberal public schools.
I don't think you're that big of an anomaly, honestly. I mean, both Ian and I probably came from the more conservative side, but you know, there's a surprising number of listeners. I would have thought that it was basically a conversion process for conservatives, but it's just, that's what I thought originally, but it's just not. Liberals get the ideas. In fact, they get them faster.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I mean, a few weeks ago you said something like, oh, you know, it doesn't happen overnight. And I was going to say, well, I'm one of the people that it happened to overnight. I listened to your podcast like twice, and I was like, non-aggression. Well, oh, that's what I've been missing, you know, and why I haven't been involved in any sort of, political participation at all up until now.
Well, you're right. Liberals get it faster in the sense that essentially all they have to do is get the non-aggression principle, and it's generally something that they can get pretty easily. Most liberals aren't for violence. Most conservatives are for violence. That's how it's, sort of worked out these days since the post-Reagan revolution kind of thing. And, so you can convert – if you can get liberals to see the violence inherent in the state, and usually that's only going to be the young ones, but if you can get them to see it, they'll convert in a second.
Well, and that brings me to my next point. I have a good friend who I was talking with it about, and I got her to concede that point, and then she's like, well, what's the solution? So I start talking about, market-based system, and she's like, well, I'm like, look, I listened to this book, The Market for Liberty, and I explained to her some of the ideas in it, and she was like, well, that's all great and dandy, but that sounds like a whole lot of work, and I'm just lazy. I don't want to have to go find a company to manage my road and a company to do this and a company to do that, when we've already got, a company already.
Companies will come to you in order to manage the things that you need to manage.
That's what they do.
Yeah, if you need to get on a road and go someplace, they're going to make it so it's easy as possible for you to travel on that road.
Also,
I'd also like to point out that that the FAA is keeping the idea of flying cars from being a reality.
I'd also additionally like to point out that a lot of people don't even have to worry about these things because they're already taken care of by a company. Do you live in an apartment complex, for instance? I mean, the apartment complex is handling the groundskeeping. They're handling the the garbage. They're handling the parking lots, the paving, whatever sorts of things, the pool maintenance. I mean, they're handling all of that stuff, and you pay for it in your monthly rent. So there would be ways for someone like her to avoid that. Now, if she wants to go live out in the country. Well, right now, like you were talking about earlier tonight, Mark, you have to clear your own driveway. That's your responsibility. You could hire someone to do it. You do it yourself. But
I have hundreds of feet of driveway, and I've got to do it.
But you could.
Sure.
Yes, sir?
Well, and so, I mean, ultimately, I mean, my after thinking about this for a while, I was like, well, the first thing I would do would be a life management company that basically combines all those, you know, you're the go-between for your customer.
Sure.
All of these different companies. I'm sure you'd have overnight dozens of those competing for your business.
Absolutely. Hey, we'll make it easy for you. We'll send you one bill. You pay that one bill, and we take care of paying for the garbage. We take care of paying for the yard maintenance, you know, for somebody that's not living in an apartment where all of that's already handled. Just simplifying people's the marketplace would definitely be in demand, I think, for a service like that, a simplification or bill simplification service. And, you know, they could make the claim that we'll guarantee you the lowest price on, you know, these different products and services, or we'll do our best to find a low price. If you find a lower price, bring it to us, and, you know, we'll bring it into our plan or something like that. I mean, that could very easily be done. Great point.
Well, and to a certain extent, I think because of that, our ability to do that, I think, means that eventually liberty is going to become inevitable because of technology. Is the spread of ideas have become so, it's so easy that eventually, you know, my friend's argument like that, her laziness will be solved.
Right.
I don't know. It seems like the way we're evolving technologically is going to make a violent government impossible.
Jason, you're absolutely right. Because I mean, today I'm holding in my hand what they're calling a smartphone, and I can go on the internet and I can look up whatever I want, and you know, I can find all these things on the internet. How far really are we from the point where I have to say to this little device, solve my garbage problem in Keene, New Hampshire, and it's going to, you know, give me several solutions, and I'll say choice C.
I
it doesn't seem like we're that far. It seems like we're, you know, five years removed possibly from that. And so technology, I do believe, is going to make, you know, the fact that I think that complete liberty is an inevitability. I don't know when or how or what it's going to, you know, going to happen as, and I don't think that there's any reason to stick anyone to the ceiling about roads and cops and courts, but I do think all those solutions can be solved with the communication revolution that's going on.
Entrepreneurs historically have made fortunes off of lazy people, right?
Yeah.
Because if you're too lazy to go around and price check, if you're too lazy to contact different service providers to see what the different deals are, and you just go ahead and pick one of them, then whoever that is, if they were charging too much, they just, you know, they made out pretty well on that deal. So, or an entrepreneur will come to lazy people and say, hey, I'll offer to make your life easier. Here's my product. Here's my wowie zowie, product, unique product or service that is going to make your life that much easier. You won't even have to get up to change the channel on our TV set. Right? I mean, remote control? I mean, that's a great example of some entrepreneur who came up with an idea that has made people's lives easier. They don't have to get off the damn couch now to change the channel.
I just saw that for a water faucet that doesn't have a handle. You touch it anywhere on the faucet to turn it on or off.
Wow.
And if you go to, they've got these little LED lights that you can put in the faucet. It will tell, you don't have to touch the water to find out whether the water's
hot
or not. It'll have a little LED light in it.
Wow.
That it turns from blue to red in order to indicate the heat of the water.
That's cool.
Great.
So, yes, the entrepreneurs will solve her problem. If she wants to be lazy, as long as she's willing to pay the price, she can be lazy.
So, a question then. So, I've got my extremely liberal friend, and I've convinced him of these things. But they're not going to go out and move to New Hampshire, and they're not going to do anything extremely active in
sure.
the cause of liberty, even though I might have changed their worldview.
Right.
What's one thing I could tell one of them to do?
Oh,
that would help the snowball effect.
Hmm.
You know, I don't know what little things people can do.
I don't think there's anything you can say. I mean, maybe there is, but there's nothing that I can think of, at least. I don't think there's anything that you can say that will show them the gravity of the situation and how important it is to change it. I mean, if they're looking at the stories of the police abuse and they're looking at these awful, tyrannical instances that we see so often in this program, and they're not saying they're willing to do anything about it, then maybe they just need to see more of it.
They need to listen to Free Talk Live in order to see some of the severity of what's going on and perhaps, recommend the show to other people.
Thanks for the call tonight. Hopefully that helps, and I appreciate hearing from you. More coming up. You dial in, bring up whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit Diginet.net. That's Diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. As we continue here, I want to tell you about Audible.com, the Internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. You can listen whenever and wherever you want, just like a podcast. Audible has over 60,000 titles from which to choose, and in every genre, Audible has it covered. You can get your free audiobook download when you sign up today at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL for your free audiobook. And one of my producers makes a good point here about the idea of a management company. We've been talking about essentially the question that we'd had from our last caller was, well, my liberal friends are concerned. What about they're kind of getting the idea of transitioning to a freer, more voluntary society, market-based economy instead of coercion, having voluntary interactions. They're kind of understanding it. But what about this lady who says that she's lazy? She doesn't want to go and sign up for someone to take care of her garbage. She doesn't want to go and sign up for someone to take care of clearing the snow and all of that stuff that she feels she'd have that extra responsibility, right? They don't want that responsibility. And, of course, we pointed out that the marketplace will come to you and offer you these services, and they'll offer it in an easy-to-consume way. One of the ideas suggested by the caller himself, which is a great idea, is that some sort of management company will be offered. Several management companies would essentially come to you with a package and say, look, we'll take care of all this for you. You pay us once a month or however often, and we'll take care of paying all the service providers. And my producer points out that because the management companies will be buying in bulk, essentially, they may actually be able to get you a better rate than what you might be able to get on your own. So there's a very real possibility that the management company in that case will become quite popular and a real alternative to the coercive monopoly government system, give people a you know, even better rate than they otherwise would get. Something to think about. 800-259-9231. We continue here as we go to Darren in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Darren.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I am currently in my last year at government school, and today was Obama's speech, which everyone knows about. I don't want to talk too much about that.
Mm-hmm.
But it fueled a lot of discussion about politics from the kinds of kids in the school that normally wouldn't talk about such things. And I realized, listening to these conversations that people were having around me, how difficult it could be to have serious conversations with them because they have such a limited of political base. One girl in my study hall went from talking about how her taxes at her part-time job were so bad and how she could afford so much more if she had less taxes directly into talking about how college should be free in America.
Yes, they're confused.
Yeah, they're very confused, and that could definitely make people a little more difficult to talk to.
Dealing with two things. You're dealing with the fact that kids don't know what the hell they're talking about because they have no real experience.
No, that's not necessarily true. I've heard plenty of kids make articulate points, and they understand that you can't both have low taxes and a bunch of government spending. It's just
they have to be told that. First, I mean, they have to understand that first, and likely she's never really gotten to that.
And likely never will.
I'm not talking about the brilliant.
If you don't get the basics by the time you're 17 or 18, you're probably just never going to get it. A lot of Americans don't.
No,
a lot of people don't.
I agree they don't, but they have to be taught at some point. And
really don't, because a lot of them never get taught that. I'm just saying,
they have to be taught at some point. And I agree. Nick, I understand you're a very smart kid, and you got it early. I did not, but I did get it at some point, and.
You're in your 30s.
I wouldn't go that far. I mean, I certainly was getting the ideas of small government along the way. But, I think that this girl just needed a little conversation from you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I wasn't saying that all kids don't get it. But generally, the people he's talking about, the ones that are they're saying contradictory things, they're confused. That confusion can be cleared up, but the other thing you're dealing with is that you yourself also have limited experience, and you may not be the best person at communicating some of these ideas. You may understand them pretty effectively. You may get the ideas of liberty, but you may not be too effective at actually spreading those ideas. So you yourself have to work on your communication skills and your abilities and your persuasive methods. And I recommend the Advocates for Self-Government. They're a great organization that's dedicated to helping liberty-minded people become better communicators of these ideas. And that way, when you have the conversations with these people that are confused, you can help clear up that confusion for them in a much more efficacious manner. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. That's kind of what I was thinking of getting at. I am relatively new to the ideas of liberty, and so I'm not good at communicating. And I have all year to work on that, and I think that would definitely be a good thing to look at for me.
Yeah, it's a great time. I mean, to start developing communication skills earlier on in your life, great time to do it. You're in school, so you probably have plenty of free time on your hands. There's no better time than right now for you, at least, to. And that, I think that statement stands for everybody, regardless of what point they're at in their life. There's no better time than here and now to improve your ability to communicate these
and
ideas.
And you have a unique opportunity because a lot of your audience is going to be other people your age. One of the benefits of having people that don't know what they're talking about is that they really haven't formed a cohesive view of the world yet. So it's actually better to jump in now and talk to people who are, say, mm-hmm. in their teens than try to talk to somebody who's 40 or 50 and has basically put together, for right or wrong, their own vision of how the world works, and they have their own ideas set in stone, more or less.
Not to mention the fact that to a 38-year-old man like myself, you're what, 17, 18 years old?
17, yeah.
You can't say anything intelligent. Like, you can't be right to a 38-year-old man. There's no 38-year-old man in the world that's going to say, oh, well, that's a good point, Sonny. I guess I'm going to change my political point of view because of that articulate bit of nonsense that you just put together.
It's
sad. He's just not going to do it.
That's a sad statement, but it's probably generally true.
By and large, true.
There may be some open-minded 38-year-old folks that you might be able to generate some rapport with and then down the line show them that you're an intelligent young man and you're worthy of being listened to.
I think you're better off cornering your 38-year-old male teacher during class in a verbal tete-a-tete, which I don't know that necessarily you're the man to take on, by the way, because you have to know quite a bit about liberty in order to do this. Otherwise, they'll stump you and convert some people in the classroom.
Darren, other thoughts for us tonight?
I really got nothing much more. I just kind of wanted to share that with you.
Yeah, thank you. And feel free to call back in and give us updates on how you're doing throughout the year as far as talking about these ideas and how successful you've been. Thank you for the call tonight. Good luck. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, of course, you're going to have to expect some bumps in the road. You're going to have to expect that you're going to botch it up and someone's going to catch you without an answer.
They've caught us on the air plenty of times.
Sure. And then in that case, the answer is, I don't know. Let me look into that. I'll get back to you.
Yeah.
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. Share communications tips or whatever's on your mind tonight goes. It is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Are you constantly tired, have a hard time concentrating, experience muscle weakness, or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid
liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
If you suffer from arthritis, aches, or pains, RxMagnets.com has the answer you've been looking for. RxMagnets.com carries three amazing products that can help relieve the pain that you live with each day. The liquid magnet complex will boost energy and mental clarity, help relieve headaches, psoriasis, itching, inflammation, and even toothaches. The Magnetic Care Cream helps relieve sprains, bruises, acne, insect bites, liver spots, scars, and stretch marks. The RX Magnets help aid in sleep, relieves arthritis pain, and sinus congestion. Whatever your ailment, be sure to visit RxMagnets.com for more information and to see which product will work best for you. With over 30 years of experience, these specially designed patented products are developed with the highest quality materials and are backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxMagnets.com today. That's RxMagnets.com, RxMagnets.com, or call 866-528-1481. That's 866-528-1481 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything, toll free 800-259-9231. That's the Sickle CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight it is Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. They include the wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners just like you. You can go to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive there. That's wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com.
If you've ever wished you didn't have to push the shopping cart all the way back to the store, didn't have to make so many trips to the grocery to get the groceries out of the car, you can try Totasec. I've been using it at my house for the last month or so, and it's a little plastic handle made out of 100% recycled material. It's designed to simplify all kinds of carrying tasks, although I've been using it mostly for groceries, and I have carried a 5-gallon bucket with it, and it makes it a heck of a lot easier to carry that thing. You can go to Totasec.com. It's spelled Totasac.com, and you can get a family pack today. It can carry a heck of a lot more than you can. It's Totasec.com.
All right, we continue taking your phone calls about whatever you want. We go to Hitman in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Hitman.
Hi there. How's it going?
Just super. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was listening to someone who called, I believe it was last night, talking about getting skeptics involved in the liberty movement.
Yes.
And I had a few little thoughts on that, being a skeptic myself and having spent a lot of time in skeptic forums and blogs and conventions and that type of thing. And I don't know that that's really going to be very successful.
Hmm.
Because, I mean, you would think if you just use reason and rationality on economics, you would come to a freedom-oriented conclusion.
Yeah, you'd think.
But, yeah, but for the most part, most skeptics lean to the left and in some cases are very lefty. And, you know, in one breath they'll tell you that, creationists are idiots, and in the other tell you that we really need universal health care because health care should be a right. There's a disconnect there between reality. You know, skeptics refer to themselves as reality-based, but they seem to kind of leave that at the door. At least a lot of them do. A libertarian skeptic is, I won't say rare, but not nearly as common as you would expect.
So are you saying that like a skeptic on one hand is very, very logical, but on the other hand might just dismiss most other people as beneath him? Like, for instance, well, you know, all your points make sense, Hitman, but those people are stupid. So, you know, we just can't be allowing them to have freedom, can we?
I don't know that it's really that. I think it's more in the subject area. You know, nobody, I don't think, is a true skeptic in every single subject area. Yeah. And you can have people that are very skeptical about most things, but that are religious. And, you know, they'll tell you up front, well, I don't apply skepticism to that part of my life because, you know, I'm a deist or a pantheist or whatever, and it makes me feel good. And, mm-hmm. yeah, I know that doesn't line up with skepticism, but that's okay. I am skeptical about all these other things. And in an awful lot of cases, you find that their skepticism doesn't apply to economics. I can't tell you how many times I've heard skeptics say, you know, I really love Michael Shermer, except when he starts going off on that libertarian crap. I wish he'd just shut up about that stuff.
Amazing.
And there's, you know, they don't see that, you know, Michael Shermer's viewpoint comes from his skepticism and saying, well, look, this is the way we've done it. This is the claims of the people in power. This is the reality. And, you know, we're supposed to be reality-based as skeptics. We're not doing this, and all over the place, skeptics are like, no, we need universal health care, and public education is vitally important, and their skepticism just doesn't even apply to that.
So would you say that their skepticism breaks down when it comes to being skeptical of authority figures? I mean, like, you know, they can be skeptical of things that seem easy to be skeptical of, like kookery and quackery and things like that. But if it's coming from a man in a lab coat or a man wearing a suit and a hat, you know, calling themselves a politician, then, they're not as skeptical.
I think that's a lot of it because everything is very science-based. And if science says it, then it's correct, and that's generally, I think, a healthy way to look at things. But they'll leave their skepticism at the door. For instance, you know, they'll all tell you, you know, homeopathy is crap, you know, horoscopes are foolish. But if you say, you know, I'm not quite sure about global warming, about 90% of them will say, oh, you're not a real skeptic. You know, it's
you're not a real skeptic because you're skeptical. Wow.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's almost like and you see
it
this with
like
other organizations. I think one of the biggest problems with libertarians is, you know, they spend so much time arguing over who has the biggest L. You know, and say, well, look, you know, I'm a small L libertarian, and I agree with 90%. And I've heard you do this, Ian. Say, well, you have no principles. And so people, you know, divide themselves in these little camps when they could be, since they agree on 80% or 90% of the things, they're just kind of saying, oh, no, you're not pure enough. And so
the irony is that you're more pure than they are because you are actually skeptical in those areas in which they've decided to put the skepticism aside.
Well, I don't know so much that they've put it aside in that they've looked at it from a skeptic's viewpoint and said, well, you know what, since 90% of the atmospheric scientists out there say that global warming is real and that man is the result of it, I don't think anybody disagrees that we've warmed up some in the past century. That's, you can't argue with that. You know, we've gone up a degree or a degree and a half in the past century. The real argument is it man that's doing it? Is it normal cycles, and also, you know, what can we do to change it? And, you know, 90% of them, if you say, I'm not so sure, from this authority figure over here says no, they say yes, but we have 90% over here that say yes. And
Shouldn't skeptics be skeptical of majority rule?
You'd think they would be, you know? Science has never been ruled by majority rule. It's never been ruled by consensus. It's ruled by who's right.
Absolutely. I mean, just look at the flat earthers. I mean, the people that thought back in the long time ago that the earth was flat, that you'd fall off the edge. I mean, the scientists or the accepted authorities of the time would have, you know, been 99% in alignment with that particular viewpoint. But yet it was, you know, the nutter who at that time who thought that the world was round.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, I like the idea of, as far as the liberty movement, making the tent as big as possible. But it's difficult because you've got folks that as far as the skeptics are concerned, another issue that you're going to find with skeptics is you got someone who is, you know, skeptics are evolutionists, like 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I would say probably atheists. 90%.
So they're not even skeptical of evolution. They've sort of picked their camps based on their analysis of what they've seen, and they're not even mm-hmm. skeptical of their own of what they've accepted.
Right. Well, I mean, you do come to a point where you sit there and you look at something and you examine it and you learn about it and you say, well, yeah, this is true. You're not going to spend the rest of your life
questioning,
examining
that, okay.
it. It's
yeah.
like if you're arguing with a truther. And
right.
you say, they're full of beans, and you look at what they're presenting, and you say, this is garbage, this is stupid. Are you every time they come at you with something new, are you going to keep?
I guess
talking
the,
to them, you know, keep
yeah,
saying,
sure.
I have to consider this too.
I guess
you
the trick
point
the,
where you.
With the I guess the trick with the skeptics would be to somehow successfully show them that they're not actually being skeptical in areas in which they should be skeptical without triggering too much cognitive dissonance. Thank you for the call, Hitman. Good points. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
This is privacy expert Dr. Catherine Albrecht. We're all creatures of habit, but there are some habits you need to break if you want to hang on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days on Start Page and break the Big Brother habit, just like I did. I switched to Start Page and never looked back. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. Don't forget to join Nick over at his website, freemindsmedia.com. You can experience Free Minds TV and Free Minds Radio there. What's coming up on this week's episode, Nick, of Free Minds TV?
We have a follow-up on last week's llama story.
The llama story. What was that again?
Some police had tasered, attempted to tranquilize and lasso a llama that had gotten loose and was apparently eating vegetables out of people's gardens in, I believe it was Minnesota. But it still got away even after they had shot it.
With a firearm.
With a firearm.
Wow. So there's an update to that story. You'll find out what it is this week at freemindsmedia.org or .com or both. And, of course, they've got blogs. They've got the Free Minds Radio, Free Minds Television. It's all there. If you want more great pro-liberty content, video and audio, both, you can find it at freemindsmedia.com. And, of course, our website is freetalklive.com. And we're brought to you by the Free State Project. If you're frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live and are tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life, well, what if you knew that thousands of liberty-loving people were all moving to the same place and getting active? Would you join them? Well, you can. Just join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org as we continue with your phone calls going to Ontario, where Rob is on the line. Hello, Rob. You're on the air. Free Talk Live.
Gentlemen.
Hey there.
I want to talk about the reaction that Mark's wife had, and I'm sure other women have, to the topless protest. And Mark, I think you said that you just didn't even go there because you knew you weren't going to be allowed to go or whatever.
Yeah, essentially. I mean, she supported this women's, because when we talked about it, it was still in the theoretical, and it wasn't clear as to how many women were going to do the topless protest, and it turned out to be one. But, you know, she supported the idea that women should be equal.
And that was a surprise to you, wasn't it?
Not really. No? I mean, you know, she, who knows what positions she's going to take on something. A lot of people are very
arbitrary. What was her objection for you going or not going?
What business would I have going?
But wouldn't you be there supporting someone that wants to support liberty.
Why wasn't I? Why haven't I been out supporting all the other people who want liberty when they're out hoeing?
I have a feeling that, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, that it was because the young lady was topless.
I think that the reason I didn't ask is because it would seem like an inappropriate time to start going out and supporting the outside the system activists.
So you have to ask for permission to go out and do activism?
No, it would give the impression that Mark was going to see boobs, because which is what he would be doing.
I guess my point is that if the topless protest is not sexual and not intended to be sexual, then a woman not allowing her husband or her boyfriend to go just underlines the point that it is sexual and that it isn't about freedom. And I think that, you know, women, if they want to have equality, they then have to trust their men to go to such an event to support liberty and trust that they're not going for a sexual purpose.
I understand the point being made.
My wife would let me go to a topless bar if that's the reason I was going. However, my wife doesn't like to be made a fool of, like most people, and it seems to me that if I were going to this, that's what it would look like, and that's the reason I didn't approach the subject and wouldn't have.
Well, I don't want to personalize this too much, but I'm just wondering. I mean, I think some women really have to sort of check their motivation in trying to control their husbands in this type of regard, because, I mean, it wasn't a sexual event.
We have a friend, and I'm not going to name any names, but we have a friend who has a relationship that is he's having a tough time with, because the lady in question is a very jealous type, to the point where, you know, if they're walking down the street and an attractive lady passes the other direction, if she sees him looking at the attractive lady, you know, she'll blow up later. Maybe not right then, but later on. And it's a real issue. If he goes to some sort of event or convention, she has to be with him. And if she's not, she gets incredibly jealous because there might be other women there and he might be talking to them. And I think that kind of stems from an insecurity, and I think
definitely.
That's what you're touching on here, is that somehow these women, I'm sure it happens with men too, men, you know, being jealous of their girlfriends for eyeballing another man.
None of us here in a relationship with a man.
Right. But these people who are very, very jealous of their partners in that way are really ignoring human instinct, right? I mean, they're ignoring that, okay, men are going to be attracted to other women, and similarly, women will be attracted to other men. You know, the question is, does your partner respect you enough to actually allow you to make those actions without trying to jump down your throat? And I think that people that don't allow that are I think that's a sad relationship to be
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's what does it say when, you know, you need permission from your spouse to do something? I mean, it's one thing if you're going to step out of the relationship and you're going on a date that night. That's not reasonable. But you're going out with a guy, or you're going out to a topless protest to support liberty. I mean, there should be no question. Yeah, what time are you going to be home?
But I agree with you. But in my case, would I have been going to support liberty? And that's what you have to ask yourself. Have I gone to support liberty in any other of these, activists outside the system?
You've gone to some courtroom stuff.
Some courtroom stuff, yeah.
You were at Sam's trial.
Is that outside the system? And Sam's trial was
Is more Cassidy recent. Outside the system with a topless protest? No.
Seems like it's outside the system.
Why is that outside the system?
What is the system?
Wait, I'm sorry, Rob, what was that?
What do you mean by define the system? I mean, when is it outside or inside the system?
It seemed to me that when you're intentionally breaking the laws, you're doing outside the system activism.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And she was out intentionally breaking the laws. How many of these events?
Well, actually, that's questionable,
I have been
but...
fine. Whatever. Where I have been.
It's tough to draw that line, I think.
Okay, fine. So she was testing the bounds of the laws intentionally. I don't believe I've been out to any of these events where anyone has done this at all.
You didn't go to the marijuana thing with Andrew Carroll?
Nope.
No.
So, well, I mean you can why just, would I start at that point?
I don't see why not. And so what? So what if it was your purpose to go and see Cassidy's breasts? I mean, so what?
I didn't care that much either.
Right. I know you don't care that much. And shouldn't she know also that you don't really care that much? Should she be surprised by the fact that you're going out to do this? I mean, shouldn't she just, like you said, well, what time are you going to be home?
I didn't ask. Right. I said I want to go.
Well, you know, good luck with that. But I just, I think women have to trust their men.
I think it's a fair point. However, I think in my circumstance that you might have drawn the wrong conclusion from the
I think I did. And that's why I didn't want to personalize it too much. Yeah. Because there's lots of wives, I think, that would object to their male partners going out to see boobies.
Yes,
absolutely.
They would make a huge deal of it, and that wouldn't be necessarily what was going on.
You're cheating on me!
Yeah, right.
By somehow looking at someone who's of the opposite sex that is not your significant other, you're somehow cheating. That mindset
it could be a very huge deal to go to a strip club for some guys.
Yeah, that mindset is really, I think, negative, and it belies that you don't trust your partner, as you're saying, Rob. I mean, if you don't trust your partner, why are you with them? And in addition to that, it's just some sort of control freak thing. There was an episode of Penn & Teller's BS this particular season, season 7, where they took on lie detectors. And there are these people that – now, of course, lie detectors are total BS, and that's what they point out here in the episode. But during the process of pointing that out, they go into this guy's office who is essentially a lie detector guy for hire. And who hires him? Well, people who don't trust their partner. And it was just so sad. This couple, this young couple, comes in there, and this woman is putting her male partner through the ringer, basically. Like, you know, she's trying to decide whether or not she wants to stay with this guy. So in order to decide whether or not she wants to stay with him, she brings him to a lie detector guy and has him sit down and answer questions about a bachelor party he went to. And inevitably, the lie detector guy essentially cold reads the guy and badgers him into answering a question that he otherwise would feel pretty uncomfortable answering in front of this intensely jealous woman that he's with. Well, turns out that she wasn't very comfortable with some of the things he did at the bachelor party. You know, he touched one of the strippers or something like that, and maybe she kissed him. Or, you know, he was drunk. It was in Vegas. It was a bachelor party. There's no understanding here on her part. She was looking for an excuse to cut this guy out of her life. She ended up doing it. Probably was the best damn thing that could have happened to him, honestly. But it was a great example of just how controlling some of these people can be. Do you really want to be in that relationship? Thanks, Rob, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. And it has been Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. If you don't trust your partner, then what have you got?
And if it doesn't stay in Vegas like it's supposed to, I mean, the advertising's wrong.
We'll see you tomorrow night. freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing, healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Kid favorites like chicken fingers and meatballs can be loaded with fat and calories, but with a few tweaks, you can have a healthy alternative. Instead of frying chicken fingers, bake them. Use ground turkey in place of beef, and substitute frozen yogurt for ice cream. Your kids won't miss a thing. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.